since I had not received a stud fee, I would get pick of the litter.
Fine.
After pairing up their pit bulls, the deal changed.
You had loaned her some money.
I did, Your Honor.
He told me I didn't have to pay him back.
Because he said, consider it a stud fee.
But she still dogged him for a puppy.
The plaintiff came to your house.
She threatened me, saying, if you want to do it the hard way, we could do it the hard way.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Stephanie Alexander is suing her former friend, Ramon Castillo, for profits from a litter of pit bulls and for making a false citizen's arrest.
Order. All rise. It's case number 48 on the calendar in the matter of Alexander versus Castillo.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Alexander, you have a male pit bull.
Yes.
And Mr. Castillo, you have a female pit bull.
Yes, I do.
The two of you were introduced to each other and your dogs mated. When?
They mated actually January 24th of...
January 24th of 2018.
Yes, Your Honor.
Was this a planned mating, Miss Alexander?
Yes, it was, Your Honor.
Okay. Was it the first time you had used your dog for stud service?
Yes.
And your dog is an AKC registered dog?
Yes.
And so was yours?
And her dog is not, that I know of. Of her being registered, and my dog is not, to answer your question.
Well, so then, if one dog is not, then you can't have an AKC registered litter.
Correct.
When was your dog registered with the AKC?
I mistook that. I'm thinking he's a registered service animal, Your Honor.
Okay. So he's not a registered...
I'm nervous. I apologize.
So he's not registered with the AKC?
Correct. Not with the American Kennel Club. He's a registered service animal.
What difference does that make? Now, you want to tell me what you allege was the agreement with the defendant for using your dog as stud. Let me explain to you. I know all about that. Either you get a flat fee for stud service or you get the pick of litter.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Nobody arranges that you get pick of litter and half the profits. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now, with that in mind, do you want to tell me what arrangement did you have with Mr. Castillo for using your dog as stud to his female?
Our agreement was, since I had not received a stud fee for him, that I would get pick of the litter.
Fine.
She did receive
it. Just a second. So your arrangement with him was you would get pick of litter.
Correct.
Did you have a litter of puppies, sir?
Yes, I did.
How many?
10.
Did you sell them?
Some of them, yes, I did.
How many is some?
6.
And you kept 4?
I kept one. I still have, there's still some at my house right now.
So you have how many?
4, including the one I'm keeping.
So that's a relatively easy thing. So she can come and pick one unless I listen to what your answer alleged, which was you had loaned her some money.
I did, Your Honor.
I'd like you to tell me when your dog had puppies.
March 24th.
And when did you loan Miss Alexander money?
I believe it was, one moment. Because, Your Honor, on the 24th, when my dog was...
Don't tell me 24th. I want to know, when was it Miss Alexander ran into some problems with her apartment? Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you needed to find new housing?
Correct.
And that was in March or February?
That was in January, actually.
January?
Yes.
Mr. Castillo gave you some money. How much?
He loaned me $600.
And how much of that did you pay him back?
At this point, none. May I say, Your Honor, that he's loaned me money before, near $500, and I paid him back every dime. So that's why he went ahead and loaned me the $600, because he knew I was good for it. And actually, the sale of the puppies, or my pick, was going to be part of me paying him back. And,
Well, now, Mr. Castillo, I'm going to handle this very easily, because now Miss Alexander has acknowledged that you loaned her $600.
Correct.
And so my question to you is, Mr. Castillo, how much did you sell the 6 puppies for?
The male's $250 and the female's $300.
So my question to you, Mr. Castillo, is you told her, and these are not AKC registered puppies, so they have no papers.
Correct.
What do you intend to do, Miss Alexander, with the puppy?
Actually, the puppy was promised to a family member so that I could keep one of his puppies close by me.
Fine. You have your choice. You can pick up a puppy, one, within 5 days, when you bring Mr. Castillo $600.
Your Honor.
Do you understand?
May I say that?
No, you may not say anything.
He told me I didn't have to pay him back.
This is what I'm telling you. He told you he didn't have to pay you back because he said, consider it a stud fee.
But that's not what I charge for stud
fees. Just a second. You don't charge anything for stud fee. He said, you don't have to pay me back. Consider it stud fee. So this is what I'm telling you.
He did
not say
that.
If you want the puppy, you can pick up the puppy within 5 days from today. Don't come without $600 in cash to give him. Your cash, not my cash. Your cash. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's the order. Otherwise, your case is dismissed. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. Now, put your hand down. You have a counterclaim.
Yes, I am counterclaiming for $1,000. On the 24th...
Listen to me. Do you understand what my order will be? She's not coming to you with $600. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's not going to happen. But she's going to have the opportunity to do that, to pick one puppy from the three you have, or from the... You have four. You have four males, females, what do you have?
I believe it's three females and one male.
Okay. Well, she doesn't want a female. I would assume that you don't want a female. Okay. She's not going to come with $600. It's going to be over. She got $600 in stud fee. Is that your phone?
Yes, it's...
Well, would you get rid of it or do something with it? Just turn it off. Can't you be without a machine for 15 minutes?
I apologize.
Great. Now, I want you to tell me what happened when the plaintiff came to your house, because your counterclaim is for harassment.
Correct. She came over that day while that was the same day that my dog was giving birth. Like, exactly. And she was yelling outside my window, and I yelled back out, I'm busy. So until she threatened me, saying, if you want to do this the hard way, we could do it the hard way. And then she said, word for word, I will have 20 come.
Did you report it
to
the police?
That's a lie.
I have the police report right here.
May I see it?
Yes.
Such a lie. Your Honor, I don't even talk like that, especially that derogatory word that he used and that profane language. I don't even talk like that.
When was she supposed to pay you back the money?
It was supposed to be the following month, so I believe it was March 3rd.
Well, she says that you gave her the money in January.
I believe it was February that I lent it to her.
And she was supposed to start paying you back in March?
It was supposed to be the first when she received her check.
What check?
From my understanding, she receives monthly checks from, I believe, SSI or... something like that.
Where do you get your monthly checks from?
Disability, Your Honor. And Judge, may I say, we had no set date on when I was supposed to pay him back. It was just that I was going to pay him back in full, which I had done previously. Also, Judge, I want to say that I got a ticket that day for trespassing, and I wasn't even on his property.
So what? He told you not to come to his property. You got into an argument with his partner.
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, you say you did not. 5 days to go and pick up a puppy. I would suggest you go with an escort. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Only if you have $600. If you don't have $600 in cash, do not go, and go alone. Maybe you can have a police escort if you go. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor. I don't want Perfect. A puppy because I don't get to choose pick of the litter. That's what I was agreed upon.
Oh, no. Then
he
your case
sold
is,
the
then,
puppies.
Then that's easy. Then your case is dismissed. You got a $600 stud fee. You're done. Goodbye.
Bye.
Isaac, excuse me. Step out.
I respect her, you know. Her decision is final, and that's it.
It was all about money to her, and to me, it was never about money.
Get it in writing.
Definitely get it in writing to avoid all this drama.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sender versus Wilson. Step forward.
Garen Sender is suing his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Wilson, for an unpaid loan to move and for vandalizing his truck.
Mr. Sender, you and Miss Wilson were sort of a couple a long time ago, then again more recently. It is your claim that you made a loan to her in the amount of $3,000?
Yes.
And in addition to a loan that you want repaid, you say that after the two of you broke up, she vandalized your car.
Yes.
You want the tires replaced that you claimed she slashed. Tell me about the loan. When did it take place?
Like, begin February,
nothing
whatever.
Is alike. It wasn't like. It was...
February 2nd, 3rd, something like that. She called me and told me she was moving, that she needed a double deposit for her new place, and asked me if I would loan her the money. And I originally told her no, I'm not going to do it, because she has a different personality every day. So, I don't know, she kept calling me and asking me, and she said, fine, how about at the end of the month, I'll give you extra if you give me $3,000 right now. So, finally, one day, she came to my shop. I was just there, and I said, hey, look, I'll give you this if you leave me alone and just pay me back as soon as you get your deposit.
So what she was saying to you was she wanted to move. She needed month's rent and a month's security. Once she moved out of her old place, she would get the security deposit back from her old place, and then she would be able to give you back your money.
Correct.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because
yes.
That's what you wrote in your complaint. Okay. And on what date did you give her the money?
By February 3rd.
Well, then that wasn't much of a... She wasn't giving you much of a hard time because you said the 2nd or 3rd of February, she started asking you for it, and then she would call you back, and you said no, and then you said yes, and then you said no. But that's only 24 hours.
She needed it kind of fast. She had to make a decision to move quick.
No, I'm just questioning what you told me 3 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
That the whole process took much longer because originally you said no. And then she kept bugging you.
She may have asked me before. I don't, you know. Ask her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I got cameras on my house, and like 2 in the morning, they start going off. Someone's outside.
Do you have a video of that?
No, I didn't take video of it. You know, I didn't plan on, hey, we're going to go on Judge Judy over this.
Did you call the police?
No. Here she is. Ask her.
And later today.
The dog bit a child. Did the authorities contact you? Did the boy's parents contact you?
No.
Well, then how would you know whether the injuries were serious or not?
Seemed anecdotal.
Oh, you're a fool.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Garen Center is suing his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Wilson, for an unpaid loan to move and for vandalizing his truck.
Okay. Did you pay her by check or cash?
Cash.
That's a problem for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have right here, like, proof of bills of sale where I sell cars and I get cash, so I always keep a good amount of cash on me, so if I find a car I'm gonna buy or I sell, so, I mean, I have bills of sale from a few days before.
It's not happening for you.
Huh?
It's not happening for you.
All right.
Let's move on to the vandalism. When did the vandalism take place?
On February 16th.
Tell me about it.
I got cameras on my house, and they alert me if there's people out front or anything. Like, 2 in the morning, they start going off. Me and him lived together. I told him, I said, hey, look, someone's outside.
Do you have a video of that?
No, I didn't take video of it. I didn't know I'm going to be, you know, I didn't plan on, hey, we're going to go on Judge Judy over this. I just figured, hey, my tires are popped. I ran out there. She was gone by then. If it was, you know, so.
Did you call the police?
No. What are they going to do?
So you don't have a police report?
No.
So you don't have a check for the loan?
I have, I mean, pictures of her that she got money orders from the money I gave her, and, I mean, here she is. Ask her. I don't know what else to say. She's going to have her own crazy reason for why not paying it back, but that is the truth, what I told you.
Did you move in February?
I moved in March.
March what?
It was within the second week of March.
Where did you move to?
Literally a street over, same neighborhood I was already in.
Why did you move?
I was downsizing, getting a smaller...
Downsizing from what to what?
From a 3-bedroom to a more affordable 2-bedroom.
You live with a roommate?
No, myself.
How much was the rent on the 2-bedroom?
It's $1,550.
Did you get the security deposit back from your first apartment?
I did.
How much was it?
I only received $1,600 back.
Where do you work?
I teach aerial fitness classes.
Full-time or part-time?
I mean,
not an answer. Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
How much do you earn?
I get paid $25 a class, and then just depending on my private lesson rates and how long I teach them for.
Would it be fair to say that you didn't have money for first and last when you signed the lease to the 2-bedroom?
When I signed my lease, yes, I had all the money that I needed paid.
Great. You had it by yourself?
I received assistance.
From whom?
From Garen.
When you say you received assistance, tell me about the assistance.
He gave me money to help me out with what I needed to fully pay my...
And what was that?
It was $3,000.
When did he give it to you?
At the beginning of February.
Where were you when he gave it to you?
At his car shop.
What arrangements did you make to pay him back?
There were no arrangements to make payments back.
Were you dating at the time?
Yes.
When had you started dating?
We had been seeing each other from around December, at the end of the year.
Mr. Sender, I have to tell you, I'm not crazy about this case. So, and I'm not crazy about your affect. So this is what we're going to do. I'm dismissing your case without prejudice, sir. You can go back to what state do you come from?
Texas.
Texas. I think you should go back to the small claims court in Texas. Maybe by that time you can bring some more documentation that will please me and won't think it's so amusing. Do you understand?
It's not amusing.
We're done.
Uh-huh. Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jurgensen versus Huska. Step forward.
Mark Jurgensen is suing Stephen Huska for medical bills
after Stephen's dog attacked him.
Mr. Huska, I'm going to start with you, sir. You have a dog?
Yes.
What's the dog's name?
Hijinks.
How long have you had the dog?
Couple years.
What's a couple? Couple is two.
Yeah.
Where did you get the dog from?
Humane Society.
How old was the dog when you got the dog?
14 months.
Had the dog been in another home before the dog came to you?
Dog was rescued as a Tijuana stray by a lady vet and brought to California.
So the dog is approximately 3.5 years old now?
Yes.
How many times has the dog bitten someone?
Nipped one person.
Only him? And that happened on what date?
Don't know.
You don't know what date it happened?
No.
You mean you've had a dog 3.5 years, you don't know? It only bit a person once, and you don't know what date it happened?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Huska doesn't learn. He should play over and over again, my dog should not be off leash. My dog should not be off leash. My dog bites. My dog should not be off leash.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Mark Jurgensen says he was riding his motorcycle when Stephen Huska's dog attacked him.
Now, what month did it happen?
August.
Beginning, middle, or end of August?
That I don't recall.
Date in August?
September 1st, 2017.
You have any documentation to demonstrate to me that this dog has bitten before?
Yes, I do.
You said the dog had bitten someone else before in your complaint. I'd like to see that documentation. You sure, Mr. Huska, you don't want to change your answer to me? Did the dog ever bite anybody before?
Not that I recall.
What do you mean, not that you recall? What does that mean, not that you recall? Who is this?
This is my friend, my dog walker. Not when I was present.
Did the dog ever bite anybody when you were present? That's a yes or a no?
Yes.
Stand up. What's your name?
Christine Fougere.
When did the dog bite someone else?
It was in 2016. And it was with a young boy on...
A child?
Yes, on a scooter.
Was the dog on a leash or off leash?
At that time, she was off leash.
And you were walking the dog?
Yes.
Off leash?
Yes, on where I was allowed to.
Are you employed by the defendant to walk the dog?
No.
You do it as a favor?
Yes.
Now, that happened in 2016?
I believe so, yes.
I would assume that if you are a responsible person, you consider yourself a responsible person?
I do.
Did you tell the owner of the dog that the dog had bitten somebody?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Yes.
So that when he said he only bit once, that's not true. The dog has bitten at least once before.
Yes.
A child on a scooter?
Yes.
Good. Now you can sit down. Got it?
Nothing ever came of it, and I heard from nobody.
That's not true, unless you're calling her a liar.
No, I just...
Unless you're calling her a liar.
It seemed...
It wouldn't make sense to me if you have a dog walker.
It seemed incidental and like there was no injury.
How do you know that? She came home, or you came home, and she said to you, the dog bit a child. What did you do? Did somebody contact you? Did the authorities contact you?
No.
Did the boy's parents contact you? I'm speaking to you.
No.
No. Well, then how would you know whether the injuries were serious or not?
Seemed anecdotal.
Oh, you're a fool.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Anyway, the dog was off leash again?
Yes.
And the dog bit you?
Yes.
In the park? You were on your motorcycle?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can I see the medical bill and can I see the injury? Mr. Huska doesn't learn. He should play over and over again, my dog should not be off leash. My dog should not be off leash. My dog bites. My dog should not be off leash. All right. Do me a favor. The dog bit you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The prior bite was March 25th, 2017. That was the prior bite. You own your own home, Mr. Huska?
No.
What do you do for a living?
Nothing.
No, nothing. Mm. Try this to wake you up. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're finished. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm very pleased by your decision.
We offered medical help. The ranger people offered first aid.
He never tried to tend to my wounds. He never even apologized.
The nip was so small, Band-Aid would have been sufficient.
We'll take responsibility for your pet and accountability.